We're here at the Mech Tools Expo in Dallas, Texas, and I'm with Joe Ostling, who is a dealer, or I should say distributor, in Walport, Oregon. And Joe's been here for a couple of days on the floor. Joe, did you see anything interesting?
What I saw was our toolbox line. They're increasing the variety of toolboxes available, and it's kind of neat to be able to be flexible in that line and better meet the needs of the technicians, so we can be flexible and change the boxes around configuration-wise and options to better suit their needs. Also, working really close, Mech Tools is working really close with DeWalt and starting to come out with some proprietary cordless tools exclusively to Mech Tools, and so that's kind of neat to be able to have those available and have a partner like DeWalt to work with. Those tools will also be interchangeable with the current DeWalt line, so that's kind of neat to be interchangeable to add flexibility to that line.
Okay. Your comments about the toolbox is interesting. I'm sure you probably also noticed that they've got more tool carts out there as well.
Yes, and we're also engaging in the needs of the field and making those carts, rather than just the plain Jane cart, have more adaptability, if you will, and have tool holders on the sides and slide out drawers on the bottom of the carts. Actually have an option to be able to hold a scan tool on the back of the cart and still be able to use the cart. So there's different options like that that are becoming available to make it, again, more flexible for the individual needs of the techs in the field.
Okay, and do you think that the techs themselves understand why that's going to help them?
Yes, a lot of them. This is feedback from the field, of course, and it just helps them be more efficient in the work that they do, and so that we can help them make more money faster. In the long run, that's what it's all about, supporting the field.
Okay, great. Joe, thank you.
Thank you.